Let's get ready to wrinkle!
Hey, Garrick, you know who can really take a punch?
Daredevil.
Daredevil can take a punch.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
You know who can
take a kick?
Daredevil.
My bar. Mike has been beating the crap out of my bar all night. He's been seriously trying to do a Neil Peart drum solo with his feet on the brass rail down here this whole night. But yeah, Daredevil can take a punch.
Oh yeah, he can take a stab.
So you're still digging this Daredevil?
You watched it now, Corey. I dug it good.
Yeah, we knew that. Garrick would. Garrick's
I dug
a
it into the ground.
He digs all everything.
When Garrick gets that into something that's not Japanese, I tend to take that as I'm going to enjoy it.
No, you don't understand. Daredevil is my man.
I know it's true.
I know. My number one favorite is superhero.
Dude, everything
ever.
Is your favorite. Garrick, for real this time.
No, for real.
One of Garrick's goon names in college was Chairdevil.
Yes.
Because he would perch like Daredevil on the backs of chairs. Just randomly.
And then I would flip off of him and wake up in the hospital.
That's true.
Awesome.
That's true. But
like
no,
Daredevil.
Everywhere we went, he would just be like perching. So he was Chairdevil.
Where was the night nurse when I was doing that?
Exactly.
Jeez.
I know. But I finished the show earlier this week and was just elated, except for the fact that I was finished. So I looked and I'm like, okay, they just renewed it for season two earlier today. Okay, everything's going to be fine, but I still got to wait a really long time. That really sucks. I'm like, oh, wait, there's these other Marvel Netflix shows coming out in between now and then.
Really?
Yeah, which are The Defenders.
I don't know anything about that.
Luke Cage.
I don't know what that is.
Jessica Jones.
No idea.
I don't know.
And Iron Fist.
Iron Fist. You're talking complete
Japanese to me.
No, that's not Japanese.
I will say
Iron Fist is a little ninja-y.
Little bit.
Yeah, but
I will say that I do have Daredevil in my Netflix queue right now.
Yes.
I've not watched any episodes.
Yeah.
At least it's in my queue.
First episode's good. Second episode's great. Third episode is just start sweating everywhere because it's just,
the end of the second episode is when it starts getting real.
Yeah. Yeah. The end of the second episode, it's literally like, oh my gosh. there's a scene.
Okay.
And
how much do I have to know about Daredevil?
Absolutely nothing.
Really?
Absolutely nothing. In fact, if you ever saw the Ben Affleck movie, just wipe it from your mind.
Okay. Yes,
because there's going to be character overlap here. So forget everything you know about those characters.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I know they're apologists for
is
that
Elektra
film.
Like, in there?
Any film?
Do you
no.
see Elektra?
No, not yet.
I heard the director's cut is good.
Okay.
She is mentioned. Shut up. She is mentioned in it at one point. Matt Murdock, who is Daredevil, and Foggy.
Spoiler.
Shut up. Foggy, his best friend / legal partner, are talking about the girl that he dated. It's a flashback to college or whatever, and they're talking about girls or classes that they attended just to impress a girl.
Right.
And he was saying that, you mean to tell me that you took, I don't remember the language, you
Greek.
Didn't take, what was it?
Oh, no, Punjabi?
Punjabi was what Foggy took. It's the one.
Greek. He was taking Greek.
I don't think.
No, because it was a reference to Elektra.
No, I know, but I don't think it was Greek. It's like, because he said you were taking whatever just to impress this chick, and he goes, well, that was this language, she's Greek, and he's like, you know what I mean, you know, they were both taking the same language. And so yeah, referencing the Greek girlfriend in college, that most likely is Elektra, but that's it. No, I don't want to give anything away, but the whole thing I don't think it's a spoiler to say the main villain of the first season is Wilson Fisk, who is Kingpin.
Right.
And, spoiler, you know, if you remember, like, again, when they announced Michael Clark Duncan as Kingpin, everyone went collectively, what? I mean, I know he's big and all, and he was good in Green Mile, but what? Yeah. You know, and because Michael Clark Duncan, other than size, could not have been any less Kingpin-y than anyone. And, I, and again, I don't care at all about skin color. The dude just wasn't Kingpin-y at all.
Yeah. Right.
And, so what's the name of the guy? The guy from the old Law and Orders. What's his name?
D. Orofino or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Who plays Kingpin?
I can't remember his first name.
Oh my god!
Pretty good, huh?
Oh, it's like it sucks the feels out of you because you're going, I get you, but you're messed up and you freaked me out, but yet I kind of don't get you, but now I get you more, but boy, that's still kind of messed up, but I understand and I kind of sympathize, but no, you're bad. Like, you're all over the place.
You're a bad man.
Okay, so why do you like this so much? I mean, is it because of the ties to the cinematic universe that they've created?
No. It's
just,
not.
Just a self-contained story.
No. It is tied to the cinematic universe.
I know it is.
It's part of the MCU. We know that.
Right.
But, I mean, it's referenced so very little. They talk about, like, the incident in New York.
Okay.
And they talk about Reconstruction.
Right.
But, and at one point, you actually see the newspaper cover because it was a story that one of the characters in the show actually wrote and had published that was, you know, New York attacked or whatever like that.
Yeah.
But they never talk about aliens.
Okay.
You know, they don't, New Yorkers ain't going to talk about how they got attacked by aliens.
Right.
But they did, you know, happened in the Avengers has happened. And that's part of what's driving the major conflict is that you've got these sort of organized crime units that are looking to profitize off what essentially is reconstruction of chaos or reconstruction and chaos, you know? And so it's so, so good. You get a couple minutes of Daredevil per episode. You know, and the dude is just, you know, oh man, it's Daredevil. He's his dad's son. He just gets the crap kicked out of him so hard.
All the time.
He kicks a lot of butt, but he overreaches every single time. He just overreaches and he gets just stabbed and pummeled and broken and just constantly.
So you like this, huh?
Yeah, I really, really, really do. Also, don't watch this one with the kids.
Really?
Language and violence.
Well, it is Netflix.
Holy violence.
Really?
This is the most, I think I can say safely, the most violent original Netflix series.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to give anything away because some of those violent scenes are kind of cool, but yeah, like there's like wincing, painful.
Wow.
Oh.
Okay, so I won't be bringing the 4-year-old and the 7-year-old in.
No, let me just give you some idea. A scene in a show where someone's mopping up the spraying off the blood off a fender and the running board of a car with a garden hose that got there from the episode before.
All right.
And it's just like there's a giant red pool of water and blood running to the drain. I mean,
I think the whole intro is just blood.
That's very true. The whole musical intro, the graphic is blood. Just kind of running and dripping over. At first I'm like, okay, that's what they're doing is the intro is like, it's how Daredevil sees things. Cause he's blind.
Right.
And so he sees things in this way, but no, they actually talk about how he envisions things.
Right.
And it's not, the intro is just pretty much blood pouring over everything. It's blood pouring over the Empire State Building, blood pouring over, I don't know, several things, and then blood pouring over Daredevil's mouth.
Well, you're getting me more excited to watch an episode, so maybe I'll
It is the first thing in the MCU that is this adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have the kids this weekend, so maybe I'll enjoy.
It's still full of great humor.
Yeah.
The guy who plays Foggy is really dead entertaining. On. You know, I've seen a lot of reviews where people are like, this show's great, except the dude that plays Foggy. I'm like, no.
No.
He's exactly what he's supposed to be. Which is a completely different animal from what everybody else is going through. His spirit, his humor, the way he acts is completely contrary to everybody else in these miserable, horrible Hell's Kitchen circumstances. And he's just kind of like this kind of marginally privileged dude who did really well in law school and wants to make a lot of money, but reluctantly agrees that instead he's just going to kind of help people. But he's always going to crack jokes about it. Like, and he comes across as insincere, but it's kind of like that's Foggy's struggle. Right. The last couple episodes of the season, you see him really pull out the chops, man. It is great. It is great. If I'm going to get a live action Star Wars series, Please, God,
let it be Netflix.
Let it be Netflix. I mean, Disney's got exclusivity deals with Netflix, but, you know, I don't know.
That would be sweet.
Oh, it would be great.
Star Wars. There's talk.
They did it with the Clone Wars.
There's no reason why you couldn't put most Star Wars stuff on TV.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up because, you know, with Rogue One coming out, the descriptions we've heard so far are maybe a little bit more on the line of maybe a little more adult.
Right.
That it's good. They're going to explore the horrors of war and kind of things like that with this movie. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So maybe they're taking a little bit darker road, and maybe we'll see it.
Right.
Like a Netflix, because they're talking about the Star Wars live action again.
Yeah, I know.
It's in conversation now again.
I know, which is a great parlay into the podcast that everybody's tuned in to listening to us talking about Daredevil. Welcome to Fly Casual.
Yeah.
Your favorite Star Wars podcast. This is a reviews and rumors episode where we're going to talk about all the wacky stuff. We're going to talk about what comics are we, what are we reviewing tonight, boys?
Well,
Star Wars 4.
The Vader comic book, 4. Star Wars 4 and Vader
Darth 4. Vader 4, yes.
So, yeah, we're going to spoil those. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about what happened in those. If you don't pick them up, but you kind of want to keep abreast, because remember, all of this is real canon now. All of this is part of the official canon.
It matters.
It's legit.
It's all legit. So if you're too lazy to pick that stuff up, you can listen here. If you've already picked it up and read through it, listen here. If you're going to pick it up later and read it, but you don't mind having things kind of spoiled for you, hey, stick around. We're also going to have a visit from an old friend in the podcast today.
Oh, really?
Indeed we are. Ooh. And then we'll get into talking about all the cray-cray rumors as a result of Celebration.
Yeah.
Ooh. So we have a lot to get to tonight. So let's not waste any more wonderful time talking about the wonderful show that is Daredevil. And let's break into reviews.
Break it down.
It's breaking.
So reviews. Real quick before I get into the reviews, there was some news in regards to the main Star Wars title.
Oh.
There was a rumor that Jason Aaron, the writer, was not going to stay on, but he is going to stay on as the writer. Actually, the person that's leaving is the penciler, John Cassidy. And as of yet, there hasn't been a replacement named.
Interesting. So the art's probably going to change a little.
Yes, after issue 6, the art is going to change. And also, with that announcement, they also revealed that issue number 7 will be a standalone featuring Obi-Wan Kenobi in his exile on Tatooine.
Really? So how do you justify a certain issue in a series? Like, just saying it's like, it's a flashback episode.
Well, what they're doing is they have certain story arcs that are going through. So after issue 6, that story arc is over. So they say from now on, after a story arc is over, they're going to just do a standalone issue featuring whatever they feel like, I guess.
That's, so you're going to just continually get different flavors and stuff coming through.
Yeah, because...
But what's the recurring theme here, man? I mean, we see everything that's coming out right now is this rebellion era stuff.
Yeah.
Between 3 and 4, right?
Yeah.
Most.
That's right.
That's
true. I don't know if there's ever going to be a time skip where they just skip over.
Oh, I'm sure there will be.
You got to think there would be, because we know there's going to be novels that are doing that.
Right.
Exactly.
If I had to guess how this is going to play out, you know, from now until the release of episode 8, we're going to see a lot of this rebellion era stuff.
Right.
And then once we get to episode 8, then I think they're going to start maybe between
filling in those gaps.
Empire Strikes Back
and episode 8.
Yeah.
We're going to see that live. Wait, before we go on any further, I'm betting you there's at least 5 listeners, 5, that are freaking out and literally having trouble listening to us talk now because I didn't do introductions.
Oh,
who Corey. Are these people?
I'm Corey. That's Mike. That's Howie.
Yo.
And there's Garrick.
So,
all right, that's out of the way. Follow us on Twitter, FlyCasual 1138. Moving along.
Facebook, Flash, whatever.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
One of those nights, folks. One of those nights.
So I was like, they at this announcement, I think this was maybe a Celebration or a Comic-Con or something, but I just now came across it. They are actually either hinted at or maybe confirmed that there is going to be a comic series after episode 6. And before episode 7.
When is this going to hit?
Yes. I don't know. It was just, you know, it was just speculation.
I mean, we had to figure that they're going to fill in those gaps at some point.
Right.
And Aftermath is going to be the novel Aftermath is going to be the first one.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think they're waiting until after the movie drops to introduce some more comics. Right. So another one coming down.
Right now, the recurring theme, though, seems to be the rebellion era.
Right.
Rebels.
I'm totally okay with them leaving all that open because, you know, we keep saying JJ wants it all to be a surprise. Like, it's all on JJ, but JJ wants it to be a surprise. JJ wants everything to be a surprise. I want that too.
I do too.
Yeah.
I want that too. And so I don't need to fill in all the gaps until after at least I get that. I mean, I'm not saying I want every time there's a movie coming out, I don't want to get anything between the two movies. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying for this one, for this one that is representing a major turning point in the franchise, it's changed hands. Right. It's got different people in charge. I want this to be just a bucket of cold water.
Well, you know? Even we here at Fly Casual have kind of backed off some of the rumors. I mean, there, and I think we've mentioned this before. I mean, there are websites and other podcasts out there that are exploring the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're really getting detailed.
Oh,
right.
Man.
And the don't one thing that, we'll talk about the listen crazy rumors, but we don't want to dissect everything with a fine.
No, that's yeah, not right. us. Here's, you can get the crazy rumors by going to Twitter.
Yeah.
If you want to go to our Twitter account, yeah. you can follow Scott Potter or Steve Potter. I'm sorry.
Him too.
Potter, foreign correspondent in the UK.
Don't yes. sing along with it, Mike. It sorry. Serves its purpose.
Okay. Sorry about that. Anyway. Yes. So follow Twitter if you want all the nitty gritty. But right. for us here, we're going to back off that a little bit, man. We're just yes. going to hit some of the highlights.
In the meantime, we're going to talk about the Star Wars Marvel number.
Yeah, Star Wars number 4. Now, right. before I get into the recap, I've gotten a few complaints that they've gone a little too long. Mostly from you jerks.
Mostly from, I'm just repeating what my wife tells me. Yeah.
So here, I'm going to do a quick recap. So Howie, can you time me? Is Howie there?
Wait a minute. When did Star Wars
call it a synopsis?
When did Star Wars number 4 come out? Because I haven't got mine yet.
Star Wars came out. Well, let's see. This last Wednesday.
Okay.
So yeah.
So my local store might still have it. I better get out there tomorrow.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. And it had a Chewbacca variant that was pretty cool, and a Boba Fett one that is very expensive. Oh. And I bought it. But anyway,
you would.
Howie, you ready to time me? Here we go. Ready?
Go. Wait, right. I can time you too. Hold on.
Dang it.
There we go.
Dang guys. It.
Go ahead, get started.
Okay, let's start over. Ready? You tell me when to go.
Go.
After Simon 1, Luke is being whiny because he has no power converters. Plus, he can't get this darn force thing to work. He tells Leia he doesn't want to go on any missions because him's so mad and he needs to get back to his roots on Tatooine, that is. Meanwhile, Vader is slumming it up with Jabba on his sail barge as they discuss negotiations, quote unquote, for the Hutt space lanes to be open to the Empire, which will allow them to transport material from place to place without rebel interference. All the while, Jabba's buddies slaughter Banthas from the side of the barge. And in the background, a lone tear falls from the eye hole of a native Tusken Raider. A new contender enters. This mysterious mass figure is asking questions, and they want their answers, and they want them now. What's this? A voice-activated smart targeting scatter blaster under the table? Heard they're all the rage on Nar Shaddaa and are really, really good at mutilating Rodians and getting them to talk about the location of some guy named Solo? As the Rodians lay in pool of their own parts, none other than Boba Fett, the Fetster, El Fetterino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing, enters the arena and is asking questions about a man named Kenobi. But why should what's left of the Rodians answer his questions? Because he's a mother effing Fett, that's why. And that's pretty much how it went.
1:13. I got a minute 13.
Wow.
Hey. Okay, not bad.
I'm gonna applause.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes. Thank you guys.
Big applause.
Good job. Awesome. Gary.
Very nicely done.
Yeah. Now so faster, more intense.
Faster, more intense.
That is the fastest I've ever heard Garrick talk in how old am I? 15 years that I've heard Garrick.
You're 15 years old
tonight. I'm 15. I'm almost driving.
I'm actually sober tonight.
Yeah, though. That'll do it. That's good. I'll do it. For the first time in 15 years, Garrick is sober.
Yeah, I did it for you guys.
So what and were, the listeners. What was the big standout for this one to you? What do you think like the big pushing
the
messages?
Big standout is it seems like Boba Fett's been hired by Vader from an earlier issue to find this
right.
pilot that blew up the Death Star. So he's asking about Kenobi, which means inevitably in here coming up.
You mean Solo?
There's a mysterious mass figure, a new figure that's been introduced.
Right.
And doesn't go by any name, but she or he is looking for Solo.
Oh, okay.
Boba Fett is looking for Kenobi.
Interesting.
Because he knows that this pilot has a, you know, connection to Kenobi. So
what for since, he did?
Yeah, wait that's what wait, they told wait, him. Wait, wait, wait. But he just wants to know where he lived.
Oh, he's trying to figure out where Kenobi was hanging
where
out.
Where he lived.
Right.
Okay.
Because he knows he's got a connection with Luke. Okay. Now, Luke is going back to Tatooine to kind of figure out if, you know,
he's going to find that left package, anything.
Seems like an unfortunate time to make that decision.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So inevitably, timing. Their paths are going to cross and we'll get to see kind of a Luke Boba Fett showdown, I'm guessing, which would be pretty damn sweet.
Weird.
I already seen it in Masters of Skarsgård on the PS1.
Yeah.
Masters of...
Mike mispronunciation.
Okay. You mispronunciated my intentional mispronunciation.
All right.
And I haven't got to press that button in a couple episodes.
So this is a new arc that they're doing, and it seems pretty cool so far. So I'm looking forward to see what's going to happen. And I guess it's ending after issue 7, because that's when they said the arc was going to end. So you got a couple more more issues before it ends. So I'd check it out. The whole last page is just one big panel of Boba Fett pointing a blaster at you. It's pretty awesome.
Wow.
Yes, you texted that to us earlier.
Yes, I did.
And I was pretty frightened. Great.
Yeah, I'm sure you coward, drop your phone and just rock like, back and forth.
Oh, right, it's Boba Fett.
It's a Mandalorian, he's after me.
You guys take over. I've lost all the ability for speech over here. I think I'm just going to start drooling.
So the mic in it, man. Come on.
Let's go ahead and move on to the Vader, Darth Vader number 4, which came out a while ago. Oh. Did you read this one, Mike?
I did.
Okay. So I'm going to do a quick recap on this one. You want to time this one? It's going to be great.
Yeah, got it.
All right.
All right.
And go.
I'm going to do this the whole time.
Dateline, Geonosis. Our two heroes, Vader and Dr. Aphra, find them on this rusty dust ball that used to have one heck of a termite problem. They enter the cave only to find a smattering of truly horrific bug droids, as well as the Queen of Horrors, with a body ripped straight out of the Forgotten Realms and the head of, I guess, Bruce Jenner. Or is it Belinda now?
I'm wearing topical, a D&D right? shirt!
No matter. Darth Vader gives it a crimson enema and whisks away the self-contained droid factory that it had been jealously guarding, mostly because it was attached to it. When they reach the ship, the Wookiee bounty hunter with a name no one can pronounce, maybe Black Crustacean or something like that, has found the agent Rodian face that the Emperor had hired to stalk Vader or something. I don't know. After a long talk with 000, the torture machine that is just so polite, he dies, but not before dropping the bomb that the Emperor is training Vader's replacement on a distant planet. Dun, dun, dun. Vader is all like, "Heel nah. You better set course for that planet, because Annie ain't having none of that." Mm-hmm.
Seriously. Yeah. Round the world, snap.
Yeah. Nah. So, another bomb drops on this one that apparently the Emperor is training a replacement for Vader, because Vader has failed him, I guess, one too many times.
Oh.
Maybe. Now, Mike, did you read this one, right?
I did, yes.
Yes.
Interesting to me that the arc with the... I didn't see this coming. Remember our Rodian guy? The guy that has...
Yeah.
I believe Derek referred to him as Rodian Vase.
Yes.
Which I think is now what we call him forever.
Well, he ends up dead at the end of this episode.
Well, there he went.
Yeah.
That's what he gets for having a Rodian face.
His name is Dr. Silo 4 or something like that. So apparently they just hand out doctorates in the Star Wars universe now.
I know.
Everyone's a doctor. You're a Darth. You're Dr. a Darth.
Dr. Evazan's a doctor.
You're another doctor. Yeah.
I just, you know, when you read that first episode and you saw him, you're like, oh, this is going to be a big character. Well, he's dead.
Yeah. He did.
Done. Chewbacca's brother, cousin, mommy, whatever, you know, find him, brought him to Vader, and Vader,
Black Crustacean.
Yeah.
Just a weird name for a Wookiee.
Relieved him from his life. So,
yeah. Being tree dwellers, that is kind of a strange name.
Yeah.
I still love the black C-3PO analog guy.
Oh, yeah. It's 000. Yeah. He basically interrogates the Rodian face guy and comes back to Darth Vader. And he's like, "Well, I have good news and I have bad news." He's like, the good news is he told us about this planet. And then Vader's like, "Set course immediately, you know, all this." And then he's like, "Now dispose of him." He's like, "Oh, I guess the bad news is good news then."
Okay, that's funny. I'll admit it.
Did.
I mean, I knew it was going to be something like that. Like, the bad news is I straight up murdered him. But no, that is actually very funny. I like
that. Yeah, that was pretty good. Funny.
So, okay, well, good. Yeah, so we're still, you know, staying the course in the Vader story.
And yeah, Dr. Aphra kind of acknowledges that she's very expendable to Vader. And it's like, "Hey, I know you're going to kill me. If you're going to do it, just make it quick. Lightsaber to the back of the head or something."
She's like, she's an interesting character. I'm really
kinda, she is.
At first, you know, when we first saw her character drawn months ago, we're like, "Oh man, it's just the sex pot, you know, just something to look at, you know, in a comic book." But her character is actually really cool, man.
Yeah.
I really the dynamic between those two. And, yeah, she's a very complex character, and like you pointed out, I mean, just the fact that she's like...
I need theme music for Mike hits his mic.
and spoiler alerts, and this might be a big spoiler, so One, two, three. Okay. Yeah, they, Marvel has released their upcoming issues for May.
Yeah.
May. Invader number 8 was on there, and it did picture Dr. Aphra on the cover. So apparently she makes it another 4
she's
issues.
She's going to be
at
around
least.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. At least. So it might be a
that
strong
was just a drawing of
character.
Her.
It could be.
Yeah. No, yeah. Vader already killed her, but then he made a drawing of her and pinned it up on his, put a magnet on the fridge.
She really looked like Padme. So, you know.
Yeah. I love you, Darth Vader.
Yes, I love you too. Anyway.
Give me a kiss.
Okay. So anyway. So yeah, Vader 4 was pretty cool.
No,
so
let's play this out. Okay.
So yeah, Vader 4, definitely worth a check out. I think it's a real strong series so far, and
yeah,
I love everything.
I gotta
going
say
on.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
all the titles we've been reading.
Of all the so ones far, you've yeah, talked definitely. Of all the ones we've talked about and the couple that I've read, I have not read any of Vader's. But it's the one I'm most attracted to, which I'm going to tell you surprises me, because I always look at Darth Vader as being kind of played out. As much as he's still the greatest, one of the greatest villains in history, I'm like, what do I need? What more do I need to know about this dude?
Well, but here's the cool thing about
apparently
this.
Quite a bit.
Well, yeah. Well, here's the cool thing about this. I think through the prequels and everything, I mean, we just got splattered with, oh, here's his backstory.
But and I did not like his backstory.
Right, right, exactly.
Well, which kind of may have tainted the character a
sure.
bit.
Sure. I mean, because I think everybody, you know, he became one of the greatest villains of all time because of the.
Because he was a whiny brat.
Well, no.
Yes.
Because we didn't know who he was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
But now that I know he was a whiny brat.
but this, I think where this comic is going right is that, I mean, there's a lot of other things going on around him. He's still a very mysterious character.
Yeah.
In this comic.
And I like that. I like the fact that we've reintroduced so much mystery because not everybody or very few people know who he actually was before.
Right.
Now that I know that, it's like, okay, so he can be mysterious to the characters. If he can be mysterious to the other characters, then he can have mystery to me. Even though I know what he was before, figuring out his motives, figuring out what he's actually up to and stuff like that. If right. that's a thing, right. that's a thing I can get it. I can get behind.
Right.
So,
well, and there, I mean, let's face it, from, you know, episode 3, you know, forward, we don't know a lot about his, you know, what he did and what his background
was. What he was trying to do. Really, the Force Unleashed was the first time we ever got any type of a glimpse into what his seriously. Motivations were. And I mean, that was subcanon of subcanon
even,
of subcanon.
Even in the Legends
subcanon.
Series.
Or Splinters of Mind's Eye.
Yeah.
You had a little bit there, but that was not canon.
Yeah, yeah. You had Mike Angles whenever canon. We mentioned Splinters of Mind's Eye.
I do. I still love that novel. But even with the Legends, you know, universe, I mean, we didn't get a whole lot of Vader. I mean, people didn't explore that. They just didn't right. even touch him.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. So, interesting to me. So,
all right. Well, is that all yeah. we have on reviews?
Well, the Lords of the Sith, I believe, is coming out this week. Or when this comes out, I guess it already has come out. But I think maybe if we read that really quick, we could review it next week.
Okay, you get on that, and how you Howie? Listen to it real fast.
How you listen to it?
Done.
Well, all good.
All right, let's talk about it now.
Well, there's this Darth Vader. No, I don't know.
Okay, well, if that's anyway. All for that, then I think, gentlemen, I'm going to have to give up my seat.
What?
As we have a special friend visiting us once again.
Huh? Who is it? Is it Jabba?
Ladies and gentlemen, Papaw has asked to say a few words.
So no.
Cover your Ghiblis.
Uh-oh.
Cover
your Ghiblis. My Jimmy John's.
Hey boys, how you doing?
Hi,
Papa.
Caught me while I was on the John. Well, I just got off the John.
Well, I hope you washed your hands.
No, I was distracted. Well, you know what? It's not like you guys keep a tight ship down here. I'll just clean up afterwards. How about that? I don't think I could possibly make things any
gross.
Worse down here.
I'm glad I'm remote.
We're all glad you're remote. Thank you very much.
Who's the one that's talking to me that I don't see?
That's me. That would be Garrick.
Yeah,
that's Garrick, all not right. Jay.
Okay, Derek, just keep yourself quiet. I'm only here for a minute today. I only got a couple things I want to say. Don't want to beat around the bush and some such. So,
all right.
Just go ahead and get right to it, shall I?
All right.
Listen, Papa wants to say a few words about the newest trailer to be catching a wave of sensationalism the world over. Uh-oh. You know the one, of course, is action, excitement, lots of characters, enchanting music, and the like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, wait, no. This one had none of that.
Oh, what?
Because I'm talking about Bat Bro versus Super Bro.
Oh, jeez.
Throw down at the Bro Down, or whatever the hell it's called.
I believe that's the correct title.
No, see, this trailer just had dark, dank darkness, brooding, specifically the dark kind, and some dark overtones drowning out the dank undertones of the deepest dark dankness of darkhood. All to a monotonous drum beat that's been proven to cause migraines in lab rats in the state of California. Couple that merry Sunday bike ride with the fact
that... my microphone does that.
The fact that it, on Ben Affleck, it ends on Ben Affleck delivering a pickled gotcha line through his Fisher-Price Make Me Megatron microphone. And we've wrapped up the latest steaming burnt turn of Zack Snyder's offensive against moviegoers. Now, I know...
Yeah, that's horrible.
I know I got letters from fans of your show, and no one's more surprised than me to find out such a person exists, so... Apparently, I got some pocket protectors in a bind last time I came on and didn't really talk much about Star Wars.
Okay.
Okay, fine. So with the interest of those nose-picking, zit-popping, basement-dwelling, sun-shunning, deodorant-lacking, lady-repelling, draft-dodging... listen, with those morons in mind, I ask you this. Why in God's good gravy did Warner decide to finally pop this burnt TV dinner out of the oven and lay it on the crown just days after a new Force Awakens teaser, huh?
Good question.
Do they actually think they're competing on the same level as Star Wars? Do they actually believe that they can find a ladder tall enough to fling a black and blue thumb in the eye of Disney? Clearly they felt that while the world was absolutely collectively squealing over this massive influx of Star Wars news from Celebration Anaheim, it would be an opportune time to try and, what, distract people from it? Draw the attention over to you and your sad, dusty camp? Or was it more thought of, quick, Sheila, the nerds are on the film blog. Shovel the musty garbage we've been sitting on for the past 8 months onto the front pages in the hopes that someone might accidentally care. Listen, Papaw's a golden ager. I know a few boys who are into the fiction of pulpier variety. That's right. When you're at war, you read whatever you can get your hands on. Got it, boys?
I do.
Show some respect for veterans. But still, I got several friends who are into comic books, and only one of them is even marginally looking forward to this new movie.
That's me.
If you're listening, Jerry, I'm talking about you. No, I don't mean the Jerry who just said, wait, does he mean me? No, I'm talking to the Jerry who's already got his chin pressed against his chest in shame. He could have gin, for all I know. Could be drinking himself into a stupor, given what he's just seen. You hear me, Jerry, you shiny-headed son of a bitch? They don't love you anymore, Jerry.
Aww.
You got Stockholm Syndrome thinking these kids are making these films for you. They only drink the same beer as you to be ironic, you understand?
Jeez.
Hipsters.
But listen, there are enough people like Jerry out there that are willing to fork over their hard-earned cash to see the next big spectacle because quality don't matter to them that much the first time, and maybe, like Jerry, they're just so totally committed to a franchise that they simply can't bear the thought of the franchise not being worth committing to anymore. Think about the grown man equivalent of a middle school girl having to tear down all her pictures, posters, and cutouts of One Direction because at heart, she's just in love with Zayn.
How do you even know that?
Think about the tears, the anguish of giving something you love so much up because someone at the end of a long history of quality entertainment just decided to suddenly crap the bed. Listen,
it's all right.
I'm sorry.
You're right.
Papaw just thinks that Zayn Malik is a very talented and handsome young man. And I'll fight any one of you bastards who says otherwise. But think about Jerry. Think about that misguided clown of a man. Think about him having to give up all his Superman memorabilia that he's collected over the years. His Superman lamp. His Superman sheets and pillow shams. I don't even know what the hell a pillow sham is, but think about him giving up his super shorts and underoos and bottle of Lady Kryptonite warming gel. Think about giving up all of that just because Zack Snyder keeps rubbing his jack sock all over every inch of the common public perception of what Superman really is.
Can you see how that would wear on a man, or in this case, an overgrown man child? Now, boys.
It's Jax.
Stay with me, Derek. Now, think about Star Wars. You got your quiet,
okay.
Didn't you?
All right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
You back jokers weathered the storm when George Lucas still managed to weave some small traces of magic through a sideshow of predominantly terrible prequels.
Yes.
And now you've got a proven pilot at the helm.
Yes.
You may have given up some shelf space in response, but you're still able to fly your flag proudly.
Yes.
Don't you ever take that for granted. And consider this. If Jerry calls up Papaw and asks him to go see this new turd of a superhero movie, I'll likely take him up on the offer. For one, because I'll taunt him mercilessly.
Hope you see a matinee.
I don't stay awake for anything later than that. But shoot, I might even sit a few rows behind him and throw popcorn at the sad bastard.
You can watch it off his bald, shiny head.
Most likely. But the other reason? Hey, if I go in expecting a worthless dog turd, I doubt I'll be disappointed.
That's true.
Do you, Star Wars fan, have an insurance policy that solid?
Ooh, that's a good point.
Food for thought, boys. Food for thought.
Wow.
And before I go, Zane, if you're listening, Papaw's still pulling for you. That's all I've got to say, gentlemen.
Wow, huge One Direction fan. That's surprising.
I gotta go wash my hands.
Thanks, Papaw.
Thanks, Papaw.
See ya. Bye, Papaw.
Bye, Papaw.
Oh, that was nice.
Boy, that was quite a reveal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Surprising.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I didn't know Jerry liked Superman at all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Wow.
Oh,
sometimes you just feel like you need a shower after stuff.
I am, man.
Yeah, so why don't we go ahead and bathe in a falling sea of rumors?
Woo! Time to get it low.
Oh, yeah. Low. We haven't heard that for a while.
I'm pretty sure Mike dropped an "aw yeah" on us during the Porkins music in the last episode.
Did I?
I don't know.
Oh,
probably.
Man. Who knows?
I hope I did.
What's going on?
Well, boys.
Rumors.
Rumors are hitting. And, well, you know, I'm trying to figure out where to start here, man. Because, you know, we started with the last cast. We started with the trailer. And there might be some, like, lingering things that we could talk about in regard to the trailer.
Ooh.
So
really?
Yeah, let's throw that out there, man. You guys have anything you guys want to hit on for that? I mean, the big thing for me.
Are we going to talk about Rebels?
We can talk about Rebels too if you want to. But first let's talk about the trailer. So, okay, the trailer came out and we had a pretty detailed description. Please see Fly Casual episode 36 if you want to check that out. But the trailer, some of the things that people are buzzing on, one of them would be Luke's little dialogue at the beginning.
His little
of
what?
The trailer. No, not that.
Oh.
His dialogue at the beginning of the trailer where he starts talking about
The would-be repurposed dialogue from Return of the Jedi.
Yes.
You know, the Force is strong with my family. My father has it. I have it. My sister has it. And now so do you.
So a lot of people are buzzing on this.
I was buzzing.
And we talked about this, but I want to flesh it out a little bit here about the my father has it in present tense.
Like he's not dead.
Yeah.
The argument, I feel like you have to look at the whole thing before you analyze any of the details, which is the fact that it's a direct quote. even the audio is, you know, or at least part of the mix is from Return of the Jedi.
Right.
In that perspective,
yeah.
In that context, if you will, it makes sense. My father has it. Vader was alive, but the last part that they tag on, which is the line from later in that scene, which is, you know, it's strong with you too, or
you
whatever.
Have that power.
You have that power too. Makes it seem like he's not talking to Leia right now. He's talking to someone who's in this new movie.
Yes.
In which case, if that's true, then the question of my father has it in present tense is what's getting people all off flutter because they're going
it's in the future.
Because we are, yeah, this is after, this is way after Vader died. And here's the thing. We know Vader died because we've seen several different Anakins just show up and hang out next to Obi-Wan and Yoda during the Ewok
party down.
At least two, yes. Right. So there's a lot of like, is Vader alive? I'm just going to go ahead and say, no, he's not alive.
Right.
Is there a clone of him? If so, it's not Luke's father. That's why I keep coming back to this Has thing.
Yeah.
Is, I believe, a non-issue.
Really? Yeah.
I really believe it's a non-issue.
I do believe that JJ is going to be very meticulous what goes in this teaser and be very purposeful on how he does things.
Yeah. Yes, and I believe that too. And I believe that this could be somebody could have said, well, he says has though. And JJ going, yes, he does. Let him eat cake.
Sure.
You know, like let us just get all stirred up about it when it means nothing. The point of it is he's talking to someone else that we don't know who it is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Assumingly, I mean, I think the easy bunt on this one is that he's probably talking to Rey.
Yes.
Yeah. But if Luke was saying it and he's saying it, wouldn't he say, and my father is it? Because he's like one with the Force now.
Right? Thank you, Garrick.
So yes, it is present tense, but the wrong verb. That's fair.
Okay. Well, I don't know. It was interesting to me because actually, one of you guys, when we were texting back and forth about the trailer, one of you guys pointed out, it's like, has, you know, somebody pointed that out.
Yeah.
And I started contemplating it. I'm like, okay, that is interesting. You know, why would that be there? And I don't know, JJ doesn't seem to me to be the kind of person that just puts something out there to put it out there.
But it's also young Luke's voice.
It is. The loudest part of this is, well, the whole thing is young Luke's voice. It's Luke from Return of the Jedi.
Except for... Right.
They've mixed in modern day Luke with some effects underneath
say
it.
Say some. I still believe that it's James Earl Jones and Vader, but that's just me.
Yeah, that's fine. So that's... If you want to listen to Mike Thinks Things podcast, just go ahead and do a Google search for that.
Now let's back up though and let's talk about that's gonna
be a train wreck.
To me, that's why it had some credence.
Pronounce everything right.
That's why it had some teeth to me, because if the line is my father has it, and it really is Vader in the background, you know. And what we're talking about here is when you listen to that and you listen to it real closely or put on your headphones, you can hear the voice is doubled. Okay. It's not just Mark Hamill, you know, 1983 Mark Hamill saying the line.
Yeah.
It's doubled in the background.
Yeah.
And, Howie has put out that he has seen that it's been said that is Mark Hamill 2015, very highly filtered and modified. When I listen to it, I hear James Earl Jones, Darth Vader doubling that line. And so that, to me, that's an interesting, you know, concept. So if we say has, and it is Darth Vader actually doubling the line, to me, there's something else.
You
there.
Know, we talked about this in the last episode and we're talking about it again. I just want to play it.
Okay.
I want to go ahead and play it. Garrick, I don't know if you'll even be able to hear this. So just stick with us for a second. You might. I don't know.
I got it memorized.
So let's see when it gets started.
You should just play it on your iPad, which is pipe through.
But I want to... This is pipe through as well.
Here we go.
Oh, there we go. Gary, can you hear this?
Nope.
Okay, so just hang out. I think when people are listening to us, they're going to have their headphones on. I would laugh so hard if this turned into a Rickroll right now.
The Force is strong in my family.
You hear Vader breathing. Of course, we're looking at Vader's mask.
My father has it. I have it. My sister has it. You have that power too.
I'm trying to fade it out. It's not working. There we go. I might as well just hit stop. Oh, well. Okay. I don't think it's that important that they've got a double voice mixed in there. And I only think the reason you're hearing Vader is because of they had the Vader breathing over the mask portion. I think Howie read up on it, and I think it's exactly right. It's young Luke with a teeny tiny bit of current day Luke behind it.
With Vader's breathing.
And with Vader's breathing only over the first part of it. And so, which is when you're seeing the Vader mask.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and stick to my guns hard on this, which is I think we're writing too much into the Haz.
Okay.
You know, I think it's just we're quoting the old one just to kind of drive home the point. And the reason why they cut in that later part, and you have that power too, they cut that all the stuff out from in between those two bits to drive the point home that, okay, it's the same sentiment, but now there's someone else in the family. Mm-hmm. I think that's the whole point of what you're supposed to take out of this. And I think anything else is just, you know, chasing waterfalls, brother.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Stick to the streams how you used to, man.
All right.
He always knows the lyrics. It's creepy. It's just creepy.
All right. Rest in peace, do you guys want to talk a little bit about this? One of the lines in this dialogue with Mark Hamill is, my sister has it. And during that scene, we see a hand holding a lightsaber, passing it to another hand.
Right.
And there's a lot of debate about this.
Yeah.
We were actually talking about this during our break. And we had talked
No, the break between episodes that lasts a full week.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
And big not break. 15 minutes.
Big break. you know, so some people believe, and we've seen this, and actually it's, Howie is a... Oh, shut it, man.
It does need theme music. It really does. Anyway.
Howie believes that this is kind of an alien-ish type person handing off the lightsaber.
Howie's not alone in that. Yeah.
No,
there's
he is not.
There's a lot of people that see
There's a lot of people that see that. Now, I believe, I've looked at it, I don't see that. I think it's human and just lighting.
I see the alien that people have said they see. I can see where they're getting that. But I believe that it's actually just Carrie Fisher's manufactured cheeks from a different angle than what it actually looks like. I believe that it's, you know, because those things ain't something the Lord made.
No, okay? That's true.
Those things are,
she's had a little work done.
Ain't nothing natural about where her cheeks are sitting these days. And I think she's actually faced away where I think it looks like there's an alien with a very tiny nubbin of a nose that rides very high towards some very dark eyes. That, like, let's say, is facing the direction that it's handing the lightsaber, like directly facing that direction. I think it's Carrie Fisher kind of looking to the background, and you're actually seeing the side of one of her, like, ungodly, perky little cheeks, and then, like, a little skin ridge underneath her ear. And I think that dark spot that people think is an eye is actually her hair.
Okay.
That's where I'm going with
it
that.
It could be a helmet, too.
Well, she's also said that she's when someone asked her if the Cinnabon hair is coming back, she said it's a little droopy now or something like that, which could just be her in her normal sardonic, goofy, her sardonic way. But I think it's perfectly feasible.
I'm not willing to say in that particular clip that we saw. I mean, we hear the voice and we hear it saying my sister has it.
Mm-hmm.
So the assumption, of course, would be that
one of those two people ought to be Leia.
It's Leia handing it off to someone.
Right.
But I'm not willing to say that in that particular clip that we see that is Leia. I'm not going to say that.
I feel pretty confident.
To me, that it's a human handing it off to another human. And
your hands behind your back.
I didn't hit anything, you did. Man. What did I hit?
I don't know, but you
no,
did.
I
did.
No, I watched. Me. He didn't hit it this time.
He didn't?
No.
What am I hearing?
No, it was totally Mike.
Aha! Uh-huh. It's me. Just blame it on me. That's fine. Anyway, I'm willing to say that is Rey, the character of Rey being handed the lightsaber, but I'm not 100% sure that that's Leia.
I think the dialogue makes it obvious.
Yeah.
If we're willing to say that because Luke says, I have it, and you see a mechanical hand given R2 and Noogie, and you can say, well, it's got to be Luke because it's a mechanical hand, even though, like I said, 50% of the Star Wars galaxy has mechanical hands at this point, then if we're willing to make that call, I feel like I'm willing to say that that's Carrie Fisher's hand in the next shot when he says, my sister has it, you know?
Which I think it's possible that it's Carrie Fisher being handed
on the receiving end. I looking at what I see, I'm sticking to my guns on this one.
Yeah,
don't worry, after we see it I'll call everybody out on it.
I guess the interesting thing, though, is that, you know, we heard early on this rumor about this lightsaber floating through space and falling down.
Yeah.
All this stuff. I mean, to me, it's obvious now.
It is a hand holding a lightsaber.
The lightsaber plays a major role in this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's something to this lightsaber.
Yeah.
And how'd they get it that back? How did they get that lightsaber from the bottom of Bestia,
well, brother man? Yeah, and that's right. I think
it landed on a Tabana gas platform.
I think this person handing the lightsaber is a scavenger and found it.
Oh, you think that this, as you see it, this alien type creature is a scavenger that has come across it in some method.
Yeah. Because if you look at the background, the where they're at is not, you know, someplace that's nice and clean.
It's all blurry. It's too blurry for me to say anything. Well,
get better eyes.
I'm blurry.
Oh, okay.
Look at me. I'm fine.
I continue to have a problem with this. Yeah. And the reason being is we see the lightsaber in Empire Strikes Back. You know, Cloud City is floating over a gas planet.
Yeah.
Okay. And we see when Luke jumps off, you know, the platform and falls. You know, he goes down the little tube and the chute opens. And
yep. Drops. We've seen the movie, Mike.
Yeah, we were there.
I'm just saying you see the lightsaber fall down.
The lightsaber and the stumpy hand both go a tumbling.
Right. Down to the gas planet.
Yeah.
You can't land on the gas planet.
First off, you don't know anything about Bespin other than what you've seen. If you've read it or anything like that, first off, if it's a gas giant, they would all be completely crushed under the pressure, even at that level. I'm just saying, if you're going to split hairs like right back at you, buddy. But if you're going to split hairs like
is
that,
is this what we devolved into?
Yeah, absolutely. Battle
or
battle
have we evolved? Maybe we evolved.
I'm just saying, if you don't make me hit the moaning woman button, I'm not above it. I am not above it. But if we're going to split hairs and say it's a gas giant, you can't do that. I'm going to say if it's a gas giant, you can't even really be where they're at.
Well, according to Wikipedia, it is a gas giant.
Right. But that is not,
I'm just saying,
best. That is not confirmed in the movies, and it's not confirmed in the Clone Wars.
Tabana, I mean, it's the Tabana gas mines.
Yeah, but Tabana gas could just Tabana gas could
put
form
a guy farting in a ball.
Tabana gas could form 150 feet above, you know, in the clouds, 150 feet above a nice beach resort. You do not know that anymore. You don't. You think you want to? You're gonna go, well, this is something that's accepted. It could be, but it's not necessarily. You haven't had an episode of Rebels that takes place on Bespin. You don't have anything to base it on other than the fact that when you look down underneath Cloud City, it sure looks like that go the long way. That's all you got.
Well, there are creatures on Bespin that do float in the clouds.
Beldons also may not exist.
Yes.
Well, let's just put it this way.
It could have caught it, and then someone shoots the Beldon.
That's the person handing it off.
It bounced off a Beldon. That is a very small hand for a Beldon.
Let's just put it this way. It's obvious that they're bringing the lightsaber back.
Right.
Hopefully they have some kind of explanation or something.
They're going to do a flashback, aren't they?
It's almost
imperative at this
Everybody's talking about flashbacks. No, I think there's going to be a ton of them.
I don't feel like I have to have it explained to me unless they make it like the intro where like it's spinning through space or something like that. Then at that point, I feel like there's got to be some type of book story.
There's no explanation that a character could give, no matter who the actor is, that I would believe without seeing it. I mean, we found
this
on the planet.
Let me ask you this, because
I'd be fine with like, hey, we found this. It was floating through space and frozen inside of like some crystalline thing,
right?
Because it could be that. It was floating down into Bespin. Well, that's the thing. It's been a while. Anything could have happened to Bespin. If Bespin was a planet that was a gas giant of a highly, highly combustible gas, because Tabana gas is used to fuel blasters and things like that, then it's possible that something catastrophic could have happened to Bespin at some point. If that planet got all Alderaaned out, then
you're geeking out, man.
You're forcing my hand. Get it? You get it? My hand?
No.
You're forcing. Oh. You get it, the force? You're forcing my hand.
Let me ask you guys this, because everybody's assuming this is the blue lightsaber, right? Okay.
It definitely appears to be Anakin's lightsaber.
It's the exact same case and everything.
Okay. But let me ask you this.
Ask me a question.
Okay. When Anakin became Darth Vader, he constructed himself a red lightsaber. And it looks pretty close to being the same thing as what he had when he was Anakin.
No, the emitter is completely different.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, the only thing that's similar is that it's
the guard is different too.
The only thing that's simple is that the hand grip has the windshield wiper different. Blade pieces on it. And that's actually what they are in real life. They're windshield wiper blades.
I get it, right.
Well, you know that because you used to carry the dumb one that I made around. Right. But the emitter is completely different. And the emitter and the guard are different. The grips are similar.
Okay, so it's not possible that it's Darth Vader's lightsaber.
No.
That is being.
I don't, because it has. No. Anakin's lightsaber had sort of like the casing came up around the emitter and dips down on half. Vader's lightsaber has like an actual like spindle emitter that's like a cap on top.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't it sad that I can just tell you this as if I've got blueprints in my head?
The only thing I could think that was different between them is I think Vader's lightsaber had more black on it for some reason.
Yeah,
it did. Or something. But
the top part of it went up to the 45 degree angle too.
Like, all Vader's does?
Yeah, at the emitter diode is, it goes up at a 45 degree angle.
So it doesn't, it's not flat with a dip and then another flat. It's a 45 right. degree angle. Okay. Yeah. That what he said then.
Okay.
Forget the.
Wow, guys.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm actually happy that I didn't have that right. I'm okay with myself right. now.
Well, we've geeked out
that,
as
much. I had that very same lightsaber. That's how I know. I pulled out one.
We've geeked out about as much as we can over this lightsaber. But anything else with the trailer that you guys wanted to bring up or talk about? That's all I had.
Awesome. It's clear, you know, we've had rumors in the past that very early on that Han and Chewie are not in possession of the Falcon.
Yes.
And I feel like this trailer has confirmed that 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
well, I say 100%.
99.9578%.
Yes, I'm there.
Pie.
They could be on Corellia.
Well, they obviously haven't seen the Falcon in some time.
Okay. I'm going to. Garrick trolled me and I'm taking the bait. The first time he watches a trailer for the first time after I pointed out, there's a trailer up. And he, Chewie, we're home, right? And the first thing Garrick says is, Corellia? And I'm like, no, it's the Falcon. And you're like, but it could be Corellia. It's not. Man. It's the Falcon. The Falcon could be on Corellia.
Yeah.
Would you let go of Corellia that's not his home? It's just where he was born. And he's like, well, what if this Corellia and that Corellia? And just no,
you
one,
said, well, you said,
Corellia
well,
doesn't
home,
even exist anymore.
You said Chewie's home isn't Corellia, and I said, well, maybe he took the citizenship test and they just found out
this
while
is
they're
all
on
true.
The Falcon on Corellia.
Garrick so desperately wants to see Corellia in a movie, but for all we know, Corellia has never existed. Unless it was
Shut
mentioned in the Clone Wars.
Shut your face.
I'm just saying.
Well, it appears from the trailer that Rey and Finn are in possession of the Falcon.
Why?
It does?
Where'd you get that?
Because when they're running from the TIE fighter, right. And there's like one quick shot of the landing gear or the
Now he's dissecting frames again.
I completely missed this.
Is it an alien landing frame?
It's looks like the Falcon
a landing strut
right there.
Let me see.
Really? I did not see that.
That does look like a photo landing strut.
It may not be
photo landing. I was listening and talking at the same time. A Falcon landing strut.
Yeah. So
it doesn't look like a starfighter landing strut at all.
Well, so, by the accounts that we've heard, they end up on the Falcon because
I think they have the Falcon and then they find Han.
They're right.
Because
the accounts that we've heard
so far, Rey is Han's daughter.
Well, I believe that too.
Cause she's also holding a blaster just like Han does.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
true.
I mean, the rumors that we've heard prior to is that the action starts out on this desert planet and that they escape the desert planet on the Falcon and they actually hook up with Han and Chewie.
Yeah.
And so
they could
I guess
be actually
completely
they could
surprising.
Actually running toward Poe Dameron on
that,
the Falcon.
That would be my guess is that Poe Dameron is actually rescuing them from that situation.
Well, yeah, there's the speculation that Leia's sending Poe Dameron to. Was it Jakku?
I didn't see it.
We're looking at it right now. I think
we're looking at the trailer. I think
you got
Photoshop.
Something Photoshopped.
You got a Photoshopped picture there, man.
Here, on the Entertainment Weekly.
Watch.
She's running.
There it is right there.
She's running.
Blackout.
Nah, there's never in the trailer that strut was never there.
Okay, is it in a different spot? I don't know.
No.
That would be the only spot.
That was the same. That's the same picture, but with the strut photoshopped in. So
yeah, they must
either they got an exclusive photo. I am not going to say that Entertainment Weekly is above putting in a Photoshop.
Great investigative reporting there.
Hey, I do what I can.
Weekly, yeah,
whatever.
Hey, you did okay on the other stuff that he brought.
It was an image revealed in the panel live stream for a split second.
Oh, really? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So there still could be legitimacy.
That could be.
So
that could be.
Okay. Good.
Not in the trailer.
Definitely not in the trailer.
Not in the trailer.
So
I lied there.
What else have we got?
Well, the latest rumor to come out of
a bullet point on our rumors thing that just is titled "Whoa, spoiler time."
That would be foreign correspondent Steve Potter in the UK.
Oh, sure, blame it on somebody else.
Sorry, I was really comfortable. I had to like unfurl to hit the button and then go back.
Mr. Potter writes our headlines here. So
oh, he does?
Just saying, yes.
I didn't know that. Do you do anything anymore?
Nope, pretty much not. I show up and read the news.
He shows up, spills beer on everything, and knocks over microphones.
That's right.
Steve Potter, my friend, you should leave a critical word or something out here and there so that when Mike gets up, he goes, I'm not sure. Could you click on that?
He makes this really easy for me.
Just put a fake article in there at one time.
I did not realize. Yeah, you know what? I'm docking your pay.
Oh,
and I'm sending it all to Steve Potter.
Oh.
The easy part is he won't have to go to a currency exchange because check. $0 equals £0. So,
well, I guess that's
actually
true.
Might equal less than that.
Yeah, actually,
you owe us money now.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
man.
The next one we had, this was an interesting little one that came out of the aftermath, so to speak, of Celebration, is that, this article came out from The Verge about evil versus good in the new Force Awakens movie.
That's a theme,
right?
Yeah.
So what we have,
classic, okay, I'd say,
in the classic trilogy, we have the Rebels and we have the Empire, uh-huh, right?
Yeah.
And in the prequels, we have. Yeah. You know, what do we have? We have the Republic versus the separatist movement, right?
The Confederacy of Independent
Systems.
So now,
of course, yes, the Confederacy of Independent Systems. Thank you. Thank you, Garrick.
The Borg.
Whoa, dude. Well,
so for The Force Awakens, you know, we've got to have...
Disney hasn't bought Paramount yet.
Not yet.
We got to have, the good versus the evil, right? So there's a name assigned to that. So... there's some articles that have been published this week, and again, The Verge is reporting that the good versus the evil would be the Resistance versus the First Order.
Ooh.
And I've heard that from a couple other different sources.
I am perplexed by this, so right. I want to get some reaction to this.
Good question.
I don't see how this works.
I can see how it works.
I can come up with any number of theories.
Empires don't crumble overnight because their emperor's dead.
30 years
that
later?
Just doesn't happen.
It could be that at this point, the galaxy...
They had tons of theirs die, and they still were kicking.
I'm not buying it.
Well, I also don't think that like the way it was...
They were crushed by Carthage, and they still were kicking.
The way it was in Legends where, you know, whoever, you know, took over... You know, Coruscant in a day or two would have control of the galaxy, and it just swung back and forth constantly. I don't buy that. Okay. I could see this being a couple things, which is what you guys are, you know, insinuating is that Empire is not gone and is never gone. It's that it's evolved into something, and maybe the Resistance is what the Rebellion was before, but they're not just a Rebellion anymore. So now they're a Resistance. So think maybe like 60-40 Empire Rebellion, whereas before it was like 95-5, right? So maybe the tables are a lot more even and the galaxy, you know, where before it, you know, Civil War starting off the yellow crawl text, right? Now maybe it is more of a Civil War where there's like two tenuous controls in the galaxy. Galaxy's a big place, just saying.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's the old sci-fi trope that maybe the ones that took over that were good kind of just kind of evolved along the lines and became bad. Maybe all those hot new stormtroopers you're seeing with the tube chest to hide the ones that have boobs
those
and
the
ones
the resistance.
That don't. No. Maybe those, that First Order, maybe the First Order is what happened to the rebellion. Maybe they became the First Order. But you know what? They had this, all these Star Destroyers, all this trooper armor, all this stuff sitting around. What are you going to do? Torch it? No, we'll just use it, but we'll run things better. Right. But then after a while, it just became more and more like the Empire, so that this resistance was born to say, we're not going to be that way. I mean, there's a lot of different subtle, different permutations sure. of this that you right. could take, you know, hey, the resistance could be the like the Chrome Troopers. We've seen the battle going on inside the hangar of a Star Destroyer in this teaser.
Yeah.
You know, the resistance and all that, maybe there is an entire functioning government that is similar to a New Republic analog. And then over on the other side, there's a First Order and a resistance that are fighting each other. And the New Republic analog isn't really the good or the evil. They're just this other governing body while this other thing is still sorting itself out. I mean, it could mean anything, literally anything.
Okay, well, they could be at a resistance meeting and they just came in and stormed the place.
Let me throw a little wrench into this discussion because by many accounts,
I prefer you called it a spanner.
By many accounts, Leia is not known as Princess Leia. She is known as Queen Leia.
Whoa.
Nowadays.
Queen of what?
Just saying. I don't know. That would be a good question.
Alderaanian.
Is she the queen of the First Order?
I guess.
Could. Hey, it absolutely could be.
Maybe.
It doesn't seem like she would be the queen of the resistance.
Maybe she's queen of the Hapen consortium.
There you go. Cause that's a thing that still exists. Honestly, it could be.
I'm confused. Anything. I'm just saying I'm confused by it. So
it doesn't, I'm not wasting any thought over it until I have more information. It's one of those. It's like, I can interpret, I can retcon things if I want to the end of time.
I know, I just think, we've been so up and down these last six, eight,
Mike just wants
months.
To know if the New Republic exists. Goramit.
Been so up
That's
and down.
For our Chinese
so
listening.
I'm just, I don't know. We get our hopes up and then they seem to be dashed and I don't know. I don't know what to think about this. And, I don't think I'm going to be cool with the fact that the rebellion has been rebelling for 30 years. That doesn't feel right to me.
That's what happens in real life, man.
That's true.
Don't feel it. I'm sorry. I just don't.
You've been spoiled by the U.S. coverage of like wars in the Middle East where like stuff happens in 6 days or 5 years. Yeah.
I'm talking about the Star Wars universe.
I know the Star Wars universe. It could take that long, man. Could take that long.
Yeah. Totes.
You got a lot of warlords.
Yeah.
Riding around in their Star Destroyers.
Maybe planets like being Empire. Maybe they like it better. Don't have to think about things too much.
There you go.
I don't know. Explain it in a way that is acceptable to me. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
That's all.
And you want them to do it sooner rather than later. You don't want to wait for Christmas. You want to know what the governing body is. You want to know. This is something.
I'm cool.
You're like, I read on the verge of this thing. But in reality, so someone said a thing and I don't know how it works. Someone hold me. I know that's how you feel because in reality it is. It's one of those like, and I get it. You want to know the environment that all this is happening in so you have a better idea of what's happening, why. BS.
I do want to be surprised. Don't get me wrong. All I'm saying is that when all this is revealed, I hope it makes sense to me. That's all I ask.
Okay, Mike. I hope it makes sense to you in a way that you accept, unlike apparently the history of the Romans and things like that.
It's going to be like Sesame Street.
Man, Big Bird just
That's
dumped.
What you're shooting for, he JJ.
Just, he just dumped him right out of his can and moved in. He's all like, you evicted, Oscar.
So did you guys hear that we're not on Tatooine on the desert planet?
I did hear that.
What?
Yeah, I heard that like 20 minutes ago.
What?
Yeah.
Really? That's the first you heard that? We are not on not on Tatooine. This
not
just,
on Tatooine.
This big deserty looking area that may or may not be a whole planet is a planet that is a, by a different name entirely.
Yes. Yeah, so Celebration comes out and the panels are up there and JJ's there and everything else, and it comes out that we are not on Tatooine, like maybe some of us thought. There was some speculation that, hey, this might not be Tatooine.
You know, because
I thought it was Tatooine.
Because, you know, they went back to Tunisia, the exact same place, and filmed it.
No, they were in a different spot.
Okay, they weren't in the pit that was Luke's home, but they were in pretty much the exact same part of the world
in the desert. They were in Abu Dhabi.
Yes.
So it's, so it's a little bit
different. Were hanging out with Nurmal.
Exactly. Nurmal. The same. It was different, but the same.
Right. Exactly.
So, I was a little surprised by this. I thought it was going to be Tatooine.
You know what? I don't remember what the name was that JJ said is the name of
Jakku.
I'm choosing to believe that this is JJ misdirection. Jakku is actually what the Tusken Raiders native name is for Tatooine. And that Ray has been lying low with Tusken Raiders this whole time.
I like that.
Just saying.
Now in the Battlefront, they are going to release a DLC, and I think it's called Jakku, but it does feature Jakku. Boba Fett.
Yep.
In it. So it could
Boba Fett,
maybe
have we said that? Are we is that on the agenda?
Yes.
We're gonna get to that?
Yes.
All right, I'll shut up.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I forgot. My bad.
No, that's all right. That's
jumping
all right.
the gun.
I was jumping it with you.
Yes. Dang. So the planet according to JJ is Jakku.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I tend to believe him. I don't think
I don't believe he's lying.
He's handling Star Wars different than he handled Star Trek.
I give 5% stock to what I just said, but I'm saying I would not be shocked if I find out that this is not a lie, but it's still true. Ready?
Yeah, it's Harrison,
from a certain point of view.
Well, I think it gives credence, I think, to what Corey said a few episodes back, that maybe this is a planet that just got ravaged by war.
Yeah.
And the trailer
actually said, what
crash,
if a bunch of stuff crashed there and fried it? And I compared it to Han Ogre. And that's exactly what we've seen in the trailer.
Right.
And you see all these crashed ships. You see more than one. Falcon's flying through a totally different one than the one we see at the beginning. Right. So,
and we know that Ray's plausible.
Ray lives in
an AT-AT. So there you go.
Yep.
And maybe it's just a junk place where people dump stuff, or maybe there was a great battle there and it's just pretty much a waste because
it just feels weird that you would create another desert planet.
At that point, it becomes a symbol of of war, of what war can do.
Right.
Like it ravaged and destroyed this planet.
Also,
and I think that kind of lends to the plot, hopefully. I don't know.
I agree. Also, JJ's biggest gong that he's been banging over and over and over again.
I bet you were just waiting to do that.
I wasn't until like a second before I said it. Like, ooh, opportunity knocks. Or in this case, bangs. The gong that he's been banging over and over and over and over again, all the way and up until before Celebration and also at Celebration, is recapturing the spirit of what it was before. And his big thing is, it's fantasy. Yeah, it's sci-fi, but it's a Western. That's his big thing. And to recapture that feel. And again, the prequels did not have this at all. Even in the Tatooine scenes, it was nothing Western-y about it. But to recapture that, he's trying to put people in the kind of, Tatooine / Mad Max / arid, dry, ripped up clothes, repurposed, a shirt wrapped around somebody's head, that kind of stuff. He's been saying that time and time again, and more than ever. So to say, it's kind of weird you go back to that. I'm like, but for reasons that are at least appear to be pretty altruistic, that's my opinion. I don't know. Mike's already back to reading something else on the web, but
classic Mike.
I'm prepping, man. Come on.
That's supposed to be done before.
Oh, shut your face, old Garrick.
This is from Garrick, who like a minute before we hit record on last week's episode goes, are we even doing a toy report?
That's not like I knew what I was talking about.
And then right before this one, are we doing reviews?
Oh, crap.
Oh,
I guess I had to read those comments.
Yeah, then he had stuff written. Fooled us all.
Yeah.
But I think that his reasoning, the reason that he says is doing it, I believe, and I can respect, even though I would like to see, it's like, you can do that with a little more variation from what we see. I shouldn't think that looks exactly like the Dune Sea. I should think, that's another place that's had the crap ripped out of it. I mean, shoot, George Lucas tried to do it with Geonosis, more or less, do a different location that had similar feel.
Sure.
And I would have liked to have a little more variation there, but I'm okay. It's fine. I'm fine with it. Thematically, it looks, you know, cool and appropriate. So whatever.
Yeah, real cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be cool. It just, I don't know. Again, it feels weird to me. It just looks so similar that, I don't know. I don't think they had to go there. I mean, at this point.
Who says they're going to be there for that long?
That's not the point. The point is, why create a planet that's that similar to Tatooine and, you know, do it there? Why not create something that is completely different, completely new? You know, I don't know. It just feels weird to me. So. I don't have any reason in my head to believe that it's not.
What if they Jakku tell you the reason that why that this planet's in this story, you know, it, theoretically Rey's hiding out there.
Yeah.
And we like to believe that Rey is Leia and Han's daughter.
Right.
So theoretically, what if the reason that they hid her there on a planet that's very similar to Tatooine is that the dark side of the Force really sucks in hot, dry places. Oh. So it's harder to find her.
There's lots of pits not, there.
That
there's
is not, the dumbest not, thing I've ever said about Star Wars, almost. But what if that was it? Is that something you could deal with?
Well, or maybe
here's the thing:
someone took the Center Point Station and moved Tatooine,
moved it
into Center the Jakku Point, system, which renamed it after the system.
I don't know. I guess we'll see.
What if after the Empire fell, there was a power grab for Tatooine and the Hutts took over complete control over it and just renamed it?
Jakku the Hutt. They named it after him.
I know. That guy was wily, right?
Yeah. Jakku DeSiljik.
Yeah, that was his name, I'm sure, of a thing that we just made up.
Yes.
I'm just saying, what if it's literally they just renamed Tatooine because of power? Like something that dumb, they renamed it. And he's like, no, that's not Tatooine. It's not Tatooine. It's a planet called Jakku.
Maybe that's why they're fighting in possible. The first place, because they can't agree on a name
that's
for the planet.
That's my whole point. Everything's possible with this. So what?
No, it's Tatooine. No, it's Jakku. No, it's on now.
Well, I can say that. I mean, JJ made a big deal about it at Celebration. Basically, this is Jakku. This is not Tatooine. And one of the other comments that he made was that there is more to come about this planet.
Yeah.
This planet is significant for a reason.
Right. So,
it's going to be revealed. You know, we'll find out what that
it's
is.
It's all in Battlefront. The battle. Yeah, it is.
Yes. Right. Yes.
It's Korriban Moriban. I'm just saying. If they're going to change the name once, why not just keep changing it?
Could be.
Just saying.
Could be.
What's next on the list?
Well, boys, we have a possible second actor that has been cast for.
Because there's only one.
Yes.
In Star Wars.
Yes. Well, in Star Wars Wait Rogue One. Anyway.
Oh, Rogue One rumors. Yeah, okay. Right.
Do we have the Rogue One theme music? Do
we
have any of
that? Make their own theme music.
Okay, I'm sorry.
John Williams does a great job.
He does do that.
Right. He does a great job.
I don't know if he's going to be involved in this project, but yes, you're right.
I don't know if he's on my level of, you know, 10 to 12 second MIDI jingles. But he does a great job.
Well, Riz Ahmed is supposedly going to be the second actor that has been cast in Rogue One.
Who dat?
I don't know. I was going to ask you guys, because I'm looking at his IMDb and I don't know anything. About the closest thing that I mean...
Which one of these vague titles am I supposed to be clicking on right now?
Well, it would be...
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, that one.
It was hidden by your pop filter.
Well, you could go there, but I went to IMDb and just looked up Riz Ahmed. And
yeah, that guy looks familiar.
About the only thing that the only title I recognize, I've never even seen the movie, is Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
That
one's waiting on my list for me to watch.
Right fairly now. Recent. What is Nightcrawler? I'm trying to remember.
Jake Gyllenhaal right? Movie.
Gotcha. Right.
Yeah. And Jake Gyllenhaal gives me the creeps, which is the only reason why I haven't watched it yet. I'm not joking.
He is kind of creepy.
All. That dude is
the creepy. He's Donnie Darko, for crying out loud.
That is the the best. That's the high end of creepy. the type of creepy that dude is.
He is creepy, yes. So yeah, I don't recognize anything, man. So I don't know. He's a noob as far as I'm concerned. I mean, looks like he's been acting since 2006. So, you know, small roles, whatnot. But Yeah. I mean, that seems to go in the tradition of Star Wars, right? I mean, relative unknowns and you know.
He was in something called Day of the Falcon, just saying.
Oh, well, that's a good point.
What? There you go. There you go. So, yeah, I don't know. We know so little about this film at this point and what these characters are going to be and who they are. They seem like they're going to be brand new characters that we've never heard of before.
Right.
So, I mean, cool. The palette is wide open, you know? So I'm like, I look at him and it's like, that's the only, you know, my only, you know, information about him is how he looks. And I'm like, okay, well, I suppose he could be somebody in the Star Wars universe. I suppose.
Right.
He could be a Bothan. Right?
Well, I don't know about that.
Hey, Bothans could look like anything. Bothans could be reptiles.
I'll tell you what, though. That's if this true. Is if they this is Rogue One like and dudes. We're going to be heisting Star Wars Death Star
Many Bothans plans. Died getting the second Death Star.
Second, yeah,
Star
second Star. Not yes, the first one. Yes, this is right. This is true. So nobody's seen him. Nobody's seen as any no. comments to make about it.
No, I just thumbed through it and I don't see anything that I can really speak up to.
He looks
honestly.
Like a cool dude.
Yeah, it looks like a slick That's guy. All I got. So. I just, I'm still just, God, if someone would just, I could pray every night. Will someone please just put a fleeting mention of Kyle Katarn in Rogue One?
Oh, Kyle Katarn.
I don't need to see him. He doesn't need to be the leader of the group. That wouldn't even work for me. I just want someone to mention
I'm
going to
go back. I'm going to go back to what I said before,
just
man.
Name their squad the Katarn squad or something.
That would be enough. That would be
their
enough.
Ship just could be the Katarn. Yeah. I don't care.
The Moldy Crow. Yeah. Any acknowledgement. They can totally ignore the story, but just a brief acknowledgement.
What's the main lead actress? What if she's playing Jan Ors? That would be sweet.
Oh, you just broke me. You broke me.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Not going to happen, though. Again, I go back to what I said before, man. I think the second season of Rebels is going to tell us a lot about that, because there's a rumor about that, you know, Mara Jade-like character.
Mm-hmm.
And if that character is anything but Mara Jade, then we know that Mara Jade and Kyle
Katarn and
all those
guys
are gonna
be gone. If they make a Mara
Jade
like character who is not Mara Jade, no hope for anybody.
Nope.
Everybody's gone.
Right. Yep. Agreed.
And it may not be true, but I think it's fair to just decide that's the way it is. Yeah. I mean, there might be someone that filters through the cracks in the future, but that's an exception to what otherwise will be a rule.
Yes.
And
you create a redheaded girl that ends up being connected
literally create Mara Jade, but just refuse to call her Mara Jade because you don't want people to assume her life story based on things that are now legend, because you think that the fans aren't smart enough to separate the two, which I'm sorry.
I'm rolling my eyes.
No,
yes,
that's
right.
What it comes down to is if you can't have Mara Jade solely for the reason that she's got too many attachments to the legends, then you're saying, sorry, guys, you're way too stupid for that. Yeah. That's what they're telling us.
They do it in comic book movies all the time.
Stop it.
Yeah, I mean, people understand it. They're not. Oh, they're,
I know. We can totally.
That's what I'm saying.
We can totally deal with it. But if they're not willing to do that, then there's no way. Kyle Katarn was one of the best
Joker
video game
characters
ever
killed
made.
Killed Bruce Wayne's parents.
Yeah, that didn't,
but it worked. I mean, come on.
It did. It worked.
Good story. Good movie.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
On that one.
Oh, boys, last one I have. This was Mr. Potter's headline. He's alive. He's alive.
What?
Do you know who we're talking about?
Jesus.
He's alive.
He's alive.
No, Jesus does not exist in Star Wars.
Opened up the mouth and
Tupac.
From the Sarlacc crawled away.
Elvis.
The murderer of people is alive. We're gonna hit infringement here soon. I'm singing church songs.
Isn't Jesus in the Star Wars universe known as Liam? Liam Neeson is that?
No, he was Poseidon.
The Jesus.
Oh, the Jesus.
I thought the Jesus was John Turturro.
Yeah, Benicio.
And by the way,
Turturro?
You don't f with him. In that role.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so we are
the fat man lives.
We are not talking about the savior. No,
the fat man.
We instead are talking
Boba
about
Boba W. Fettman.
Yes, Boba Fett. Supposedly.
El Fetterino.
I don't think this is really official yet.
It is
sort of official.
It is official.
How is it official?
It has been announced. It was announced at Celebration. Official. That is official. Boba Fett survived the Sarlacc.
Okay.
Where was that announced?
I don't track my sources like you people do.
The Tales of the Bounty Hunters.
The source of this is supposedly that because Boba Fett ends up in the Battlefront game. Okay,
right.
He is a character in Battlefront. So the assumption is, oh, he's in Battlefront. He lived.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's what I've heard.
That's not.
Unless
what
you've
I got
heard something else.
No, I heard that there was a specific announcement made about his fate.
Okay.
And I don't have any context for it. I'll fully admit that.
Well, great.
Did Dengar pull him out of there?
That's the question is it, you know, the for real
Dengar, right?
So this, I leave it up that's to you awesome. Guys to research yeah. the things that well, I read about.
I, by all accounts, Boba Fett is alive. And we knew this. We knew this was coming, didn't we?
I mean, under the assumption that he was dead.
No.
Even when they kicked out Legends.
You can't kill him by dumping him in a pit. He's not a Sith.
Yeah. Look, in 1983, people were deciding back then that he lived through the Sarlacc. So,
did they make Fett Lives buttons and hand them around?
Yes, exactly. So, you know, Boba Fett has been alive the whole time. It's just fact. So, but yes, now supposedly at Celebration, the headline here that we have from Flickering Myth is that Disney makes it official that Boba Fett survived the Sarlacc in Return of the Jedi.
Sweet. So,
and they are showing, again, footage from the video game, the soon-to-be-released video game, Battlefront.
Also, Lucas, who is no longer involved, has said all along that Boba Fett survived. Well, I don't know about all along, but for years he said that Boba Fett survived.
I was going to say he's a cash cow.
Right,
Lucasfilm before he sold off, they started talking about that even then. So yes.
Well, I think the big thing here is he was involved in the Battle of Jakku.
Really?
That's why in the game.
I love how he goes, I think that this is it. This is what I've been pondering about on the toilet for the last 12 days.
You can't kill off your most merchandisable character. No, that's what they're saying. Flickering ever. Myth. I
mean, on where?
Flickeringmyth.com.
Flickeringmyth.com.
Where they're showing the Battlefront game and
that
Boba
sounds
Fett.
Legit.
And it's
detailing the
and he's going to be a part of the.
The battle that we're seeing all these destroyed Jakku, starships on this desert planet.
Exactly.
Cool. So,
now, of course, in the old canon, the now Legends, for a long time, Boba Fett actually survived at the Sarlacc pit. There's, you know, stories about that. And you're right. Dengar pulls him out and nurses him back to health and he actually survives.
It's so cute.
It is.
Which is told in the Bounty Hunter Tales book, which were never canon, but then continued in the Bounty Hunter Wars.
The old canon, whatever. Yeah.
They tried to retcon it.
They were not part of even the novel
canon.
Whatever.
But yeah, they tried to retcon it in as part of the Bounty Hunter Wars.
Right. So it's in there and Boba Fett actually plays big roles in novels later in that canon, old canon. So for us, he's always been around, but I guess now it's supposedly official that he is part of the new canon. So he's not part of Legends.
That's cool.
Anymore.
Fettman.
Well, boys, that's all I had for rumors.
What?
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow. That's it, I guess it's time to wrap it up then. Hey. If you want more rumors and more tasty treats and more goodness and more news and more everything, of course, you want to follow us on Twitter at FlyCasual1138.
Yes, you do.
Where Mr. Steve Potter in the UK.
Steve Potter, foreign correspondent in the UK.
That's him. Somehow keeping his, you know, his head above water. And not drowning in the...
Doing all of Mike's work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
You know, it was one thing when he goes...
Maybe I can get him to do my work,
too. It was one thing when he kind of took over the social media, and I was asking Mike, you know, who had been doing most of it before,
how much of that are you doing now? He's like, man, he's doing all of it. I was like, oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't know that. It's a whole other thing when tonight I find out that he's writing our show for us.
He sends me the show notes and I clip him down.
I think we're not the only show he writes for either. He writes for every other Star Wars podcast.
He's writing for everybody. Ever. He's a hot commodity. So special thanks to him. Jump on FlyCasual1138 on Twitter and engage us questions. Wait, and
engage?
No, that's the enemy.
Stop,
remember,
man.
I'm told.
Come on, dude.
So anyway, do that, and of course like us on facebook.com/flycasualpodcast. Won't you follow us on YouTube? Subscribe to our YouTube channel on youtube.com/flycasualpodcast, and also you could also subscribe to the Better Kind channel while you're there. Go to our website, follow us on the website show notes. If you want to kind of click around and see the things that we're talking about and to make sure that we're not pulling them directly out of our own butts, you can go to betterkind.com.
Just mostly.
And, from a certain point of view. and make sure you do that. So also share the show. Do everything you can to spread the love. We're going to be doing some more stuff pretty soon, offering some more features and things like that. So, and we're getting excited. Yeah. Also, we're going to be, I forgot to mention this episode. Sweet. We're going to be having Steve Potter on soon. I'm calling him out because if we say it on air, then it has to happen. So I'm calling it out it's his fault.
Libel, right? Is it slander or libel?
I don't know. It's probably just straight. Being a butt either way, but yeah, he's going to be on soon. So you get to be able to hear the voice behind the voice behind the voice, I guess I would say. So yeah, like us on iTunes, give us a positive review, Stitcher, wherever you get the podcast. If you get it from the website, that's great. Just share it, you know, just spread the love, people. That's what we
throw
after.
Put it up there on your Facebook, man.
That's what we after, man. Put it right up there, man. Just put our logo on your profile
Slap
picture.
Slap it.
Hello. Don't do that.
No.
But yeah, hey, in the meantime, hey, thanks a lot for joining us. Next time you tune in, we'll have another news and toy report episode, and we'll also probably have another little special bit, maybe another special guest. Ooh, or something even something even more. We get a lot of positive feedback about some of the bits we've been doing, so we're gonna be putting some effort into that and keeping you kind souls just tickled truly all the way through. So, and in the meantime, I have been your host, Mr. Corey T. Wilson. Over there is Michael J. Archibald.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. And over there is Stephen J. Howie wrapping his cord around his hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, Garrick Not J. Hardy.
That's me.
On far less delay than he was at the end of the last episode. I always kind of enjoy
this. It's always funny.
I always enjoy the pregnant pause when Garrick's like, the delay is stretching out.
I go,
and Garrick Not J. And then there's... clever thing I was waiting to say. Like, it's like pause and then clever thing.
There was no delay. It just takes me that long to think of something.
Well, that's why it's funny, because that's exactly what it sounds like.
That's what it is.
But hey, in the meantime, everybody, thank you very much. It's time to close it out. We are jelly.
Peace.